him, and he's still just a little loose. Brett McMillan.
Alex Bowman, Jamie, has been pretty happy with this car during this run. They've already set it to the right side, already coming around to the left side. No adjustment for Bowman this time. He's gone in 9.9 seconds.
Ty Gibbs is on pit lane. Here are the top two cars. On pit lane, Chase Elliott leading Denny Hamlin down through there at 35 miles an hour. Back to Brett McMillan.
Denny Hamlin said the car is as good up top as it has been all day long. They're finishing a four-tire change. No adjustments. Chase Elliott also very happy with his car. They're finishing a four-tire stop for him. Everything going smoothly so far. We'll see if he gets off before Hamlin. And indeed, he does. Evan DeVoe.
And two pit teammates just came down pit road on my end. Joey Logano told his team he was a number plus tight in the center, but his exit was good, and his teammate Ryan Blaney saying, I just don't have enough rear grip.
All right, thank you very much. Bubba Wallace has inherited the lead, and man, we've got a fight back there coming to you, Pat Patterson. Larson to the outside of his teammate.
Yeah, it is tight. Got cars trying to get on and off pit road, and Larson, oh, he makes a great move. Bowman got pinched down at the bottom of the racetrack. Larson just drove right around him. Now move him up a spot now as they work his way through turns one and two. That was a really tight battle down here as the guys try to get on and off pit road. Meanwhile, he makes his way back around. Here's Larson now midway through three and four.
They roughed up Brad Keselowski. Larson went outside. Bowman didn't have enough room on the bottom, so he put the nose of his car into the driver's door of Brad Keselowski. Keselowski now pits. He comes on the pit lane. Bubba Wallace, a lead lap car, is also making what could be their final pit stops of the afternoon.
That'll give the lead to Noah Gregson. Joey Logano is going to have to make another trip down pit road, this time under the 35-mile-per-hour speed limit. He was caught speeding on pit road, as was Josh Berry as well. Ross Chastain's on pit road. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Michael McDowell finishing up his stop. He's been a little bit loose. He's done 10.1 seconds for Michael McDowell in his stop.
So we're watching now. Noah Gregson has the lead. Christopher Bell, who unfortunately on the restart here to begin stage number three, spun out and somehow in front of the whole field did not get collected. So they pitted, put tires on. He's trying to hang out long enough now to maybe get a caution.
Go back down to Brett McMillan.
Ross Chastain gets a chassis adjustment. Car was a little bit loose in a four-tire change. 10-second flat stop for his crew.
Josh Berry is on the pit lane, as well as Zane Smith, also making pit stops right now. Shane Van Gisbergen, Eric Jones, there are multiple laps down.
Noah Gregson's still the leader of this race. Now Christopher Bell is going to lead this race. Bell is able to get around Noah Gregson. Still staying out as well, Austin Dillon, Justin Haley, and then Chase Elliott is the first car who would actually be, again, the de facto leader. He was able to come out in front of Denny Hamlin, Mark, with about the same gap that he had going in.
And right now, the lap car of Ty Dillon separating Elliott and Denny Hamlin. We look at, again, how they're running. John Hunter Nemechek, 29th. Ty Dillon, 30th, as they fight to get to Indy and the final of the in-season tournament.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Pat Patterson calling the lap-by-lap action in the turns on pit road. Heather DeBoe and Brett McMillan. Christopher Bell right now has inherited the lead. He actually was at the back of the lead pack after spinning on a restart. Bell last pitted on lap 262. We are now on lap 336 of this race. 64 to go. Caution is out on the racetrack. And Mark, Pat, I'm sorry to say this. Caution is out on the racetrack because of light precipitation falling.
I was going to tell you, Brad, we have some bigger drops than the sprinkle drops. Let's put it that way. But NASCAR obviously erring on the side of caution, and so they'll slow everything down.
So, Christopher Bell.
Wow.
Hero, zero, back to hero, as he leads this race under light precipitation.
As we sit right now, Austin Dillon is now the runner-up here in this race. Chase Elliott is third, the first driver among those who pitted, followed by Hamlin, Larson, Bowman 6th, Byron 7th, Ty Gibbs 8th in front of Tyler Reddick, who is minus one lap down in 9th, and that's a battle in the bracket challenge. Chase Briscoe is running in 10th. So looking at the radar, this is a very small cell. Looking out the window, however, a much larger one looms. Not sure if this is going to be something that hits us or not, but right now, Mark, I feel like if that other one doesn't, maybe we're going to be okay, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we'll just keep our fingers and toes crossed, and right now we got a chance to give you a Hunt Brothers leaderboard, Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing, and boy, do we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So Christopher Bell leads the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 with 63 to go behind the pace car in a caution for rain. Austin Dillon also has not come down pit road. He sits in second. Third is Chase Elliott, the first car among those who pitted. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson, fifth. Alex Bowman, sixth. Seventh is William Byron. Ty Gibbs is eighth. Tyler Reddick is ninth. Tenth, Chase Briscoe.
Now, Gibbs, Reddick, and Briscoe are minus one lap to the leader. Ryan Blaney is 11th. 12th is Bubba Wallace. Again, these cars minus one lap. Again, as that yellow flag coming out as we were in a mix of green flag pit stops. So Bubba running 12th. 13th, Michael McDowell. Ross Chastain, 14th. 15th, Daniel Suarez. Kyle Busch, 16th. 17th, Noah Gregson. Austin Cindric, 18th. 19th, Ryan Preece. Chris Buescher in 20th.
21st is teammate Brad Keselowski. Zane Smith in 22nd. 23rd, Justin Haley. Riley Herbst, 24th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. runs 25th. Todd Gilliland, 26th. 27th, Joey Logano. John Hunter Nemechek, 28th. 29th, Ty Dillon. 30th is Cole Custer.
31st is Eric Jones. 32nd is Josh Berry. 33rd, J.J. Yeley. Shane Van Gisbergen, 34th. 35th, Carson Hocevar. Only two cars are out. Carson Ware will get credit for 36th. A.J. Allmendinger, 37th.
And that's how they run here, 62 laps to go. The cars will remain under caution. NASCAR is not bringing them down on pit road to stop. Now, a couple of things here at Dover Motor Speedway. Last night, we were told for the Xfinity race, 8:10 would be as late as we could go before we had to finish this race. When it comes to tracks with no lights, NASCAR says, and here is the rule, NASCAR made it determine that it's impractical to complete the advertised race distance. In this occurrence, NASCAR, in its sole discretion, will determine when the race concludes and will communicate that to the competitors. So today, once again, 8:10. Once we got past the end of stage two, or actually once we got past halfway, it was an official race here, should it end early due to weather.
So 8:10, NASCAR tells the teams, okay, there it is, we've got 8:10, and now you've got two laps to finish this things up. Next time by, leader gets the white flag. Next time by, the checkered flag will fly.
Yeah, so I'm optimistic, Mark, because we have the cars on the racetrack behind the pace car. That is a good thing. And with now 61 laps to go, we could run this one pretty quick if the track can remain dry with a little weather coming down.
And Pat Patterson, right now the track's still a little bit gray like Uncle Chick's beard, right?
Yeah, it is. And really, honestly, I'm right up here in the middle of 3 and 4 and don't have any precip at all hitting me right now. I don't think it's done any damage to the racetrack at this point. So we may get to run some more laps here pretty quick. I see the same thing you're looking at over there, but as fast as we're getting around here, the pace of Chase Elliott's sitting, we might be able to outrun the rain and everything else this afternoon.
Brett, the leader is in front of you on pit road.
He is indeed. He said he wants the car freed up a little bit now since he thinks the track's going to be a little bit more clean. They're going to give him a four-tire change, slight air pressure adjustment. They got the gas in, and he peels out in a 9.9-second stop.
Also, Chase Elliott's pitting. Austin Dillon from the second spot. Alex Bowman pitting as well. So they are making their pit stops, certainly thinking we're going to continue with this race. Let's go back to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Alex Bowman's right in front of me. He's going to take a four-tire change. I thought, why not? Go ahead, put some fresh rubber on there. And he finishes up his stop. It's a 9. Whoa, almost comes out and hits his teammate Kyle Larson, but he's able to avoid him. Let's go back to Heather DeBoe.
And as Brett just said, Kyle Larson was also in. He's pretty happy with his race car right now, but just a little tight, so they did a slight air pressure adjustment on that stop.
Thank you very much, Brett. Thank you very much, Heather. So this is interesting. The reason why you're hearing when Christopher Bell came in as the leader and pitted, and when Austin Dillon did as well, that would have given the lead back to Chase Elliott. But remember, we had a very small number of cars on the lead lap because we were still in the middle of a green flag cycle. I think this is a power move by Alan Gustafson as well as Cliff Daniels and the other teams that came in.
So because Denny Hamlin did not pit, Elliott did, he'll have 13 laps of an advantage on tire wear. That'll be big at the end of this thing.
That is going to be big at the end of this thing. And to your point as well, Mark and Pat, you know, these teams are now thinking that, hey, it looks like we're going to be able to make it the distance, so let's come in and pit. And giving up the lead, now once they cycle back around, we're going to be able to give you what a full field rundown is now that it's been amended. We also see William Byron on pit road. It seems like Heather DeBoe, that Rudy Fugel says, hey, we should do the same thing.
Yes, and they just stuck two wrenches in the window to tighten him up there, but they thought they came out of pit road in front of Christopher Bell there, and NASCAR said they didn't, so they were actually a lap down and now trying to get that free pass to get on the lead lap again.
Ah, you're going to need fresh tires to be able to do that, so that is a good move. Good news here. Pit road is closed, and we are going to choose the next time by. One to go.
And the sun is out, just beaming down on the Monster Mile right now, so it looks like we will get in the full distance, and that is always a great thing because that's the best thing we can do for the race fans.
Yeah, what you hear underneath Mark and I right now are the wave-around cars, and there are a whole lot of them. Again, when caution comes out in the middle of a green flag cycle, all of these cars who are lapped down, as long as they're in front of the leader, will get the wave-around. That leader is Denny Hamlin right now. Christopher Bell runs in second. As soon as they come by, we'll give you a rundown.
23 cars just use the wave-by.
Wow. Hey, good for Adam Stevens. Kept him out, and that is a big, big thing. Austin Dillon runs in third. So Denny Hamlin's your race leader. Christopher Bell, second. Third is Austin Dillon. Fourth on fresher tires, Chase Elliott. Alex Bowman is fifth. Kyle Larson is sixth. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. Tyler Reddick, ninth. Chase Briscoe in 10th.
11th is Ryan Blaney. Bubba Wallace, 12th. 13th, Michael McDowell. These cars all back on the lead lap. Ross Chastain, 14th. 15th, Daniel Suarez. Kyle Busch, 16th. 17th, Noah Gregson. Austin Cindric, 18th. 19th, Ryan Preece. Chris Buescher in 20th.
Brad Keselowski, 21st. Zane Smith, 22nd. And he is the last car on the lead lap. Mark, is Denny Hamlin a sitting duck? He is the control car through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. 13 lap older tires than everyone swarming around him.
He may be able to hold on for a little while, but sooner or later, it's going to show up.
All right, Pat Patterson, this is about to get wild.
Yeah, you know, if you want to create chaos in a beehive, just hit it with a broom. You want to create chaos on a racetrack, just mention rain somewhere nearby. We're getting ready to find out just how hard these guys want this. Pace car has the lights off. It's Bell up front, Hamlin to his right. They're about to turn him loose here at the Monster Mile.
Chase Elliott inside of row two to his outside, Austin Dillon. They're about to head into the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Every car happy owner at Echo Park Automotive. Green flag is back out with 57 laps to go here at Dover Motor Speedway. Hamlin gets the big jump.
Denny Hamlin said, okay, it's my turn to lead up front, and that's exactly where he is. Christopher Bell sits back in that second spot now. Chase Elliott goes in the third position, and on the move is Kyle Larson, bottom of the racetrack, trying to make a pass on Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon held up the outside line. That shoved Alex Bowman back to the seventh position. Now Dillon's got his wheels underneath him. He's driven to the outside of Chase Elliott for third.
Kyle Larson right in his tire tracks right now. Now he goes more to the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott trying to hold on to that position, but Dillon battling him door to door. They're side by side into turn number three. Dillon to the outside right now of Chase Elliott.
Could throw a blanket over those three cars. Elliott, Dillon side by side. Then it's Larson. Bowman is right there as well.
Bowman trying to maneuver underneath his teammate. Kyle Larson goes down low, shuts the door on Bowman. Can't do anything with him there. Up front, in front of them, it is once again Chase Elliott with his hands full of Austin Dillon. Dillon to the outside in that number three car. Holds him down at the bottom of the racetrack. Talking about Chase Elliott.
Denny Hamlin leads Christopher Bell with 54 to go. Chase Elliott still stuck side by side with Austin Dillon. They're holding up Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman.
Denny Hamlin's got it in the wind. Christopher Bell trying to ride that wind with him. Not able to catch him right now. About 8 to 10 car lengths back to that second spot. Here comes Chase Elliott trying to work his way underneath Austin Dillon. Dillon not letting him go off four.
Austin Dillon hanging tough on the outside. Side drafts Elliott out of turn four. Those cars nearly touch as they remain side by side in turn one.
Now right behind those two is Kyle Larson. He has got a mirror full of his teammate, Alex Bowman. That's the way they race underneath the bridge. Elliott just cannot wedge his way away from the three car here into turn three again.
Great strategy for Austin Dillon to remain up in the top three. Now Chase Elliott coming off of turn number four. He will clear Austin Dillon, give Chase Elliott third. Kyle Larson now on the back bumper of Dillon.
Austin Dillon's got a taste of running up there to top five, and he wants to stay there. It's Larson to the outside. Works off of turn number two. He's got to go. Bowman is stalking him, and it looks like Christopher Bell, guys, is beginning to catch the leader.
So let's keep an eye on Chase Elliott. He has dominated today. 2.2 seconds back with 51 laps to go. Here's Bell trying to track down Hamlin in two.
Once again, down to the bottom of the racetrack. There's where Christopher Bell is. He has got a faster car than his teammate right now. It's just a matter of time for Christopher Bell down here in turns three and four. Call it 10 cars separate first and second.
We do have some weather nearby. We're going to have 50 laps to go this time by the start-finish line, effectively right there at the front bumper of Denny Hamlin, who leads into one.
And Christopher Bell is driving like he knows he might have to use his windshield wipers here in just a few minutes. He's going as hard as he can down the backstretch, trying to catch his teammate. Here's Hamlin underneath the turn three bridge, bottom of the turn four area as he works off of turn four now. Bell is catching him.
So three car lengths back, Hamlin to Bell, and then it's 2 seconds. Back to Chase Elliott. Elliott has a lot of ground to make up and not much time to do it.
No, and again, just kind of watching the weather and trying to watch everything around him right now. He knows he's got to go as hard as he can. Here comes the leader once again. Denny Hamlin, bottom of the racetrack, paints that line with his teammate right behind him.
Now we're talking car lengths. Christopher Bell, three car lengths behind Denny Hamlin as they cross the stripe this time by. It'll be 48 laps to go. Leaders are in one.
JGR teammates working as hard as they can right now to get away from Chase Elliott. Elliott continues to seemingly not make up any ground here in that third spot. Here's first and second underneath the turn three bridge, middle of three and four. Separation remains the same.
Last lap, all of the top three ran a 23.6 second lap. Hard to make up ground when you're matching each other. They do it again with 47 to go. They're back in one.
Christopher Bell came so close to being on his way home right now, and yet he is still stalking the lead here at the Monster Mile. His teammate, Denny Hamlin, only two car lengths out in front of him.
With 13-lap older tires, Denny Hamlin ran the fastest lap of the race just 7 laps ago, but now he's got Christopher Bell right on his back bumper as they get into one.
This racetrack has cooled off tremendously in the last hour as these clouds have zoomed in here to the Monster Mile. Here's the leader up off of turn number two, down the backstretch and into turn three and four. Once again, Bell stalking as closely as he can.
Top three cars just lowered their lap speed down to 23.5. Again, Hamlin hanging on. His tires 13 laps to the bad to Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott. When will the cliff come for Denny Hamlin, or will it? We'll have to see. Again, 45 laps to go here at Dover Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin leading Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Here at Dover Motor Speedway, Denny Hamlin continues to lead Christopher Bell. We have 42 laps to go. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Dover, Delaware, the leaders cross the stripe with 38 to go. Christopher Bell in the tire tracks of Denny Hamlin, running third, 2 seconds back, Chase Elliott.
Denny Hamlin trying to do everything he can with his best friend, Clean Air, out in front of Chris Bell. He can take away the line that Christopher Bell tries to work. Bell almost had him passed a few minutes ago, guys, but Hamlin knows exactly where he needs to be.
Here comes the problem for this fight. They're catching Daniel Suarez, who's a lap down. Christopher Bell now ducks to the inside of Denny Hamlin as they go to one.
Hamlin left the door open. Here comes Bell. He dives through the door. It's Christopher Bell side by side for the lead here. They're going to have to make some quick movements. Hamlin does it. Goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Christopher Bell tries to slide up very close as he works around Daniel Suarez.
So Hamlin held on the outside at the exit of turn two, swooped down below Bell to get past the lap car. Now Bell goes to the outside of Hamlin in turn two.
Hamlin's got the advantage here again. He knows where Bell's car has to be to get around him, and he's going to be right there, arrow blocking every bit he can. He knows the weather's close, guys, and he's making every attempt to play defense and offense.
The longer they fight, the closer Chase Elliott gets. Elliott, 1.6 seconds back. Denny Hamlin continues to lead Bell.
Hamlin with one eye in the mirror and one eye out of turn at number two right now. Call it three car lengths. The spotters are telling him the weather is close. Hamlin is doing everything he can to stay out in front of Bell midway through three and four.
Next time by the line, it'll be 35, make that 34 to go. Two JGR Toyotas up front and then three Hendrick Chevrolets. You have Elliott, Larson, Bowman just moves by Austin Dillon to take over fifth.
And it's a long way right now, folks, for Denny Hamlin to catch another lap car. That lap car that he would catch would be J.J. Yaley. Quite a bit distance up in front. Here comes Bell once again trying to work to the outside of Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin able to get to the gas quickly in turn number four. He still enjoys a car length advantage. 33 laps to go now here at Dover.
Hamlin once again watching very carefully where Christopher Bell puts his race car right behind him. Bell working underneath the bridge now. Call it two car lengths, maybe two and a half as they work down into three and four. Hamlin back up on the gas. Bell now shows him the nose underneath.
So Denny Hamlin trying to hold on. There's nobody better arrow blocking than Denny Hamlin, and that means just guessing the groove of the guy behind you. Take away his clean air. Leaders back in turn two.
They're going to catch some lap traffic, and we'll see if that makes a difference. It almost gave Bell the lead a moment ago. Right now, we're first and second underneath the pedestrian bridge in three, middle of three and four, call it two and a half lengths.
Christopher Bell's taking every line he can around the racetrack. Denny Hamlin's taking away every line he can. Now three car lengths the advantage for the leader.
Hamlin listening carefully to his spotter and watching really carefully in his mirror and in that camera as they work their way underneath the pedestrian bridge off of two. Now he stretched that lead out to about four car lengths. Chris Bell maybe trying to cool his tires down to maybe mount another charge.
So Chase Elliott has dominated this race, leading 238 laps. When he moved into third place, 52 laps from the end, he was 2.2 seconds back. So 22 laps later, he's been able to only carve 0.4 tenths of a second off that.
Chase Elliott out front has been unbeatable. Chase Elliott in traffic has become very human, and now he is not really catching them. In fact, Kyle Larson now is working within about eight car lengths of his teammate Chase Elliott. Once again, I feel like Kyle Larson, Pat Patterson, one of the cars that's making up the most ground.
Well, Elliott may have his hands full a minute with Kyle Larson. Larson looks like he's a little quicker than Elliott. Here's the leaders once again down the backstretch. Let's call it two car lengths now. Down into turn three. Looking one more time, Elliott is going to catch another lap car right in front of him. That may be the chance for Christopher Bell. We'll watch him go into turn one. Here's Denny Hamlin. He'll go right underneath J.J. Yaley. Yaley goes up, gets out of the way, gives him plenty of room. But actually, Christopher Bell may have lost a little bit of ground when that happened. Here comes the leader now. Call it five car lengths, guys, as they work all four.
Need to document that William Byron has just moved by Austin Dillon into the sixth place. So two JGR Toyotas, and then all four of the Hendrick Chevrolets.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Now, this battle up front, these are two of the drivers who have won the most races. We have four drivers with three wins. Denny Hamlin, the leader. Christopher Bell, who runs in second. Kyle Larson, three wins this year, who runs in fourth. And then Shane Van Gisbergen, and he had a problem early in this race. But coming off of turn number four, once again, Christopher Bell is going to mount the charge, just one car length off the back bumper of Denny Hamlin.
Had a real good lap, that's pass lap for Christopher Bell. He closed it down to almost a car length and a half. Now he's drifted a little further back. Down the back stretch they run. Hamlin is going to catch some more serious lap traffic here in just a minute. Cole Custer right up ahead of him all four.
We're going to take a break from Dover Motor Speedway. 25 laps to go as Hamlin goes by. When we come back, we'll take you to the checkered flag commercial free. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, our top three on the Monster Mile.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Summer's heating up, and so is dinner at Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back. Starting at just $10.99, you can feast on juicy, tender chicken, beef, or shrimp, buttered broth, veggies, and our smoky classic campfire seasoning, all wrapped up in tin foil and slow-cooked to perfection. It's all the summer flavors you love without the hassle or the mosquitoes. But hurry in, the campfire menu is back for a limited time only. Savor the summer at Cracker Barrel. Price may vary by location. Check your local store for pricing and availability.
This time by just 22 laps to go here at Dover Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin continues to lead Christopher Bell. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
19 laps to go here at Dover Motor Speedway. We will take you to the checkered flag commercial free, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. A couple of Toyotas battling out front, Mark.
So as we reset this race, Denny Hamlin has run top five all day. He assumed the lead after some guys made some pit stops here right at the end. One of those drivers was Christopher Bell, who had the lead at the beginning of stage number three, spun out, somehow didn't get hit with the entire field bearing down on him, went to pit road, got tires under that yellow, stayed on the lead lap, hung out long enough as people made green flag pit stops to catch a yellow, stayed on the lead lap, stayed in contention.
Trouble, got a car in the wall, back over here in turn, or excuse me, back in the backstretch. Ross Chastain has brought out the caution here at Dover, and everything just changed.
Wow, this is going to set up a lot. Caution is out now for the sixth time here in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Chastain coming to pit road. He can't make it, actually. The car spun out. And for Chastain, he's going to be stuck on the apron. And, Pat, it doesn't look like he's able to move anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. He doesn't even seem to be making an effort. He tries to get the wheel going, but the window net's down on it. The AMR safety crew is over here to make sure he's okay. He was just headed to the pit road, and the thing kind of jumped left on him before he could get to the pit road, got into the grass, and couldn't get it going again.
So we are setting up for a frantic finish. They will try to outrace each other. And the weather, because we see some dark clouds that look very ominous not that far in the distance.
Denny Hamlin last pitted on lap 327. We're at lap 384, getting close to 60 laps on those tires. Everyone behind him last pitted on lap 340, 44 laps on their tires. 44 laps, that's about a half of a fuel run. Mark, let's say we restart this race with about 12, 13 laps to go. In between now and then, do you take fresh tires? What types of varying strategies are we about to see on pit road?
I think maybe the back half of the cars on the lead lap might pit. I got to believe that Hamlin, Bell, Elliott, Larson, Bowman, Byron, they'll probably stay out, I think. But we'll have to see. That's why they pay these crew chiefs the big money. And, of course, all these teams have, you know, their war rooms back at their shop, and they're going through all kinds of different computer analysis of the quickest way to get to the checkered flag. Not the fastest way, just the least amount of time.
What is the crossover on this set of tires? Are we there for Denny Hamlin? Are we there for the people behind him? That's what we don't know. Track position, you saw Denny Hamlin do a great job of holding off Christopher Bell. The lead car has been able to aero block and be very efficient at it.
So Hamlin is now going to have his tires go through their second cycle, right? He's already run them, cooled them down. Now we have another yellow where hot tires will cool down. He'll try to fire off again if we get the chance to restart this race. And so far, fingers crossed, we'll be able to do that. So it'll be very interesting to see how this thing all plays out at the end.
It is going to be very, very interesting. Now, 15 to go. We're hearing that weather is coming down once again here at Dover Motor Speedway. And this could really change everything. Denny Hamlin came in as the defending winner. He might be able to take that progressive Toyota to progressive victory lane, but we're still whittling down the laps here. We are under caution here at Dover Motor Speedway. Pit road will remain closed, so they're not going to be able to pit this time by. But, man, I want to see this race go to the end, especially now with the late race restart. But it's been really interesting to see what's happening all around Dover.
All that sunshine has gone away, and a very menacing cloud is hovering over the Monster Mile right now. They're starting to drag off the Ross Chastain Moose Chevrolet. So when that car gets to pit lane, we'll have to see if NASCAR opens up pit lane at that point. We'll have to see what our track conditions are at that point, as well as we're ever so close to the full distance. As they go by the start-finish line this time, we have 14 laps to go.
Let's give you a full field rundown as they run right now here under caution number 6 with 14 to go. Denny Hamlin is your race leader. Christopher Bell second. Chase Elliott third. Fourth is Kyle Larson. Fifth, Alex Bowman. Sixth, William Byron. Seventh, Austin Dillon. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, Tyler Reddick. And Mark Chase Briscoe is 10th. They're going to bring the cars down pit road, not to pit, but to stop there to get track drying equipment out. So we just stopped at 10th with Chase Briscoe.
So 11th is Ty Gibbs, and then we have Bubba Wallace 12th, 13th Michael McDowell, Noah Gregson 14th, 15th Brad Keselowski, Zane Smith 16th, 17th Ryan Preece, Chris Buescher 18th, 19th Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch in 20th.
Running in 21st, Joey Logano is minus one lap. He had a pit road speeding penalty. Justin Haley runs in 22nd. 23rd, John Hunter Nemechek. Ty Dillon is 24th. 25th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Todd Gilliland, 26th. Riley Herbst, 27th. 28th, Daniel Suarez. 29th, Eric Jones. Josh Berry in 30th.
31st, Ross Chastain right now, but he'll drop further down the running order as the laps start to click off here, at least. Well, actually, if they bring him down pit road, it'll freeze everything. So Ross currently 31st. Cole Custer 32nd, 33rd. Shane Van Gisbergen, J.J. Yeley 34th. Carson Hocevar 35th. Carson Ware 36th. And then A.J. Allmendinger, Cody Ware.
in 36th, and then 37th, A.J. Allmendinger.
All right, they're going to stop him, it looks like, just shy of the start-finish line, so we won't click off another lap just yet. Brett McMillan tells us from pit road that the rain is lightening up. It is surrounding us now here at Dover Motor Speedway, but if we can get this track dry, again, 14 laps to go. One thing that NASCAR also doesn't want to do, if rain is within a mile of the racetrack, let's say, you're not going to want to restart this race because it could get here quickly, and that could be pretty devastating for that, but they're going to see what they can do. But looking out beyond turn number two, Mark.
Yowza. And that looks like a lot of rain right there. It has not hit the racetrack. And we've had this weird phenomenon where we've seen some clouds kind of split, one going towards turn one and around us, the other towards turn three and four, and again went around us, and we've been lucky all afternoon long until this point. I think the fans deserve absolutely 100%, and I want to see the end of this race just to see if Denny Hamlin on those older tires can continue to hold off Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott. Bell has led 67 laps today. Chase Elliott, 238.
Let's take a look at the bracket challenge, Mark. Again, the in-season tournament had 32 drivers in head-to-head matchups in Atlanta. That field was cut in half. Really, a lot of that field was cut in half in a lap 78 wreck on the racetrack, which was truly the big one. Then we went 16 drivers at the Chicago Street Course. That 16 whittled down to 8 at Sonoma Raceway. Now we're down to 4. In the first matchup, Tyler Reddick and Ty Gibbs. Tyler Reddick, 9th. Ty Gibbs is 11th. How about the other one, Mark?
And then we have John Hunter Nemechek. He's down a lap in 23rd, 24th, down a lap right behind him, Ty Dillon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, Mark, the rain has just really come pouring in here to Dover Motor Speedway. I would say in about 2 seconds, we literally just lost the track. That's how quick that one happened.
And, and it looks like it is coming in a big wave, in a big way. It'll be difficult to restart this race. It really will. There's a lot of rain over there coming through turns one and two over the top there, and it is going to drop a lot of water on this racetrack.
Yeah, and we're not even getting the hardest of what this cell is. And it's literally just the tail of a cell that's just kind of whipping by us right now. This is the hardest that it's rained since we've been here compared to yesterday and today.
Absolutely, and we just got a little unlucky. We started this race right on time, and we've had good weather most of the afternoon, and here we are, that last little cell. It did not sneak by and go around us. It is coming right through Dover Motor Speedway at this point. Again, NASCAR has termed 810 as our kind of final spot you can go, and then they will give the cars two laps to go. That is their kind of rain policy, if you will. And the amount of rain coming down on this racetrack, number one, it's not going to stop for a while. And the amount of rain coming down on this racetrack, I think it would be very difficult to drive this track in a couple hours.
I would agree.
It would be very tough. NASCAR and Dover track officials right now in a really tough spot. They want to see this race go the full distance. But I think Mother Nature might have the final say.
And this is truly a summer shower because it's raining hard. And the sun just peeked through the clouds.
That's right.
Right now. And look, it doesn't matter how much sun's out there right now.
And it's raining like crazy. Yeah. We got sun beaming down on us. And so we have the sun in the middle of the track. And we can't hardly see the grandstands over in turns one and two. And you look to your left and where Pat was over there at the entry of turn three. Hard to see it over there. The rain is really coming down in those two areas.
Yeah, it is for sure. Looking at where we are with the field frozen right now, if we were looking at the point standings, Chase Elliott has whittled it down on William Byron. He came in at a 14-point deficit. Right now, as we sit, he is minus 6. Now, on the other side of that, where the cut line is with Bubba Wallace, he's actually gained a few positions. He's been in front of Ryan Preece all day long. Bubba Wallace, 495 points. 9 points ahead of Ryan Preece.
So he came in plus 3, so he has gained 6 points. Not a lot, but it's the right direction. And Bubba's had a solid afternoon, and given what's happened to him lately, he needed this kind of race. They've been solid since the drop of the green flag.
Yeah, he has for sure. I give them a lot of credit. They've run right there at the back of the top 10. In fact, he finished 10th in stage number 2 of this race, and they're doing what they need to do with his crew chief, Charles DeNike, and that entire team at 2311 Racing. So field is frozen right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I mean, the clouds have literally gone away right above the racetrack, but it's pouring down rain, and the sun is shining brightly, and basically basically on the turn one and two side of the track, it's a clear blue sky. On the turn three and four side of the track, it's about as hard as it can be raining anywhere. We could almost not see the grandstands.
I mean, it's crazy. And there's a little more rain to come in that cell. But it is really bizarre because, again, the sun is shining bright. Look to our right, blue skies. Look to the left, nothing but gray, nasty clouds right there, dropping a lot of water still on the racetrack. And that's the fans cheering. I'm not sure what they're cheering, but they are cheering out there.
All right, this is incredible. Laura Beth Barnhart and Ben Blevins, our director and engineer, just pointed out there's a rainbow right behind the grandstands, and it is literally, if you want to find a pot of gold, it's in Miles the Monster's hand right now. That is where this rainbow is actually touching down. It is
It's touching down on Miles Beach is where it's touching down over there.
It is pretty incredible to see that. So so now the rain has just stopped. Like, literally as fast as it came in, Mark, it is literally, when I say stopped, it's not lightened up. It's stopped. And the sun is shining here on Dover Motor Speedway. So, look, we're waiting to hear from NASCAR and what they're going to do. We are still more than 2.5 hours away from what that time would be for darkness to set in and this race to end.
You know, knowing NASCAR, again, they will fight the best fight they can to get the full distance in. And a lot of these race fans, they duck for cover, and they're right back out, climbing back into their grandstand seats at this point. The rain has just about completely subsided, as you talked about, and it is some ugly clouds away from us just over the third and fourth turns. Sun down on the racetrack. That could help the drying process. So we'll have to see what NASCAR decides to do. It's kind of a weird area here at 5:39. And, again, it's going to take a while to get this thing dry. However, it's still hot. If we still have the sun out, that is the best drying we can have besides cars on the racetrack. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, it looks like drivers are out of their cars right now, and again, it's the wait and see. But it's kind of the strangest thing. It's summertime, and as quickly as this rain moved in, it moved out just as quickly, and there is not a drop coming down from the sky. I don't see any little puddles being splashed by raindrops. And when the sun, it's peaked behind the clouds right now, but it's a short one. When it's out, it raises the temperature by like at least a good 10 degrees out there.
And, of course, the track surface gets even hotter than that, and that is certainly helpful. And NASCAR has the full army of track drying stuff here, the Toyota track drying team. We've got jet dryers. Suburban Propane has these other small dryers that can take care of pit road. So they have an army of vehicles to be able to dry the racetrack. The only question at this point, do they have enough time? We are 5:40 Eastern time. The 8:10 is the kind of the sunset part of the day here in Dover. So NASCAR, we get to that point and we're still racing for whatever reason, NASCAR would give the teams just two laps to end it at 8:10. So that's the squeeze we're in right now because we don't have lights here at Dover Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and look, if you also wonder, NASCAR does not want to try and restart a race if they don't think they can get in the full distance. Well, guess what? That would only take about 5 minutes to be able to do that.
Right. And that is how close, and just as we speak, they're bringing the track-drying vehicles out onto the racetrack, and it looks like we're going to take a shot at this thing. And again, it's a little bit cloudy overhead now, but the clouds are the sun blocked by a cloud, but it doesn't look to be any kind of a cloud carrying any kind of moisture in it, and it looks like the other cloud that was carrying a lot of rain precipitation has kind of gone to the south of us over turns three and four and moved away. Nothing over turns one and two in the front stretch here right now.
Yeah, this is going to take some time to dry. There's no question about that. We're going to hold it here right now, but honestly feeling optimistic that that it looks like we might be able to get this race resumed. Only 14 laps to go here at Dover Motor Speedway in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. But, Mark, I really feel like race fans and NASCAR, they want everything to try and happen to make this happen and get this race finished, even if it has to happen 90 minutes from now, 2 hours from now. We have time to get in 14 final laps.
The only folks I can believe that don't want to see the race restarted are all the Denny Hamlin fans. I mean, he's got the lead right now, and they would certainly take it. His tires, as we've talked about, 13 laps more wear than Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman behind him. Those guys would all like to take their final shot, and especially Chase Elliott, who has led 238 of the 386 laps to this point in the race. We mentioned Christopher Bell has led 67. Right now, Denny Hamlin, 46, and holding.
Very, very interesting how this is playing out here at the Monster Mile in Dover. Now, one thing we do know, Mark, in a situation like this is if we look at it and we do go back to racing, they're going to have to open pit road before they do that. So let's just say we could restart now with 10 to go. Well, with these cars having run through the water and everything else, I have to imagine that they're going to come down and make a pit stop and get fresh tires on there at this point.
Will all of them do that?
I don't, you know.
Somebody's going to take a chance. Somebody is.
You know, maybe you get them cleaned off. We know they've been cooled off. But, again, that is going to be something that could be an interesting scenario on how that goes down. Let's go down to pit road and check in with Heather DeBoe.
Well, here now with Christopher Bell after that downpour that we just saw. You're currently in the second position. How would you say your race is going? I know you had to trust your intuition there, too. You made the call to stay out when you knew it was raining.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge break, obviously, to get all of our track position back. And the Ream Camry's strong. It's as strong as any of them out there. It's going to be all about who wins this restart. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I mean, if you stay out and you have a couple guys stay out behind you, you're going to be in fine. You're going to be fine. But if you stay out, everyone else pits, you're not going to win the race. So it's going to be a dogfight whenever we get back out there and start racing. And I hope we get to finish this thing off.
Now, you had a big moment earlier in the race, too. You lost it in front of the whole field. What went through your mind in that moment and that they narrowly missed you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think anyway everyone was going to drive by me and not hit me. But thankfully, you know, we're racing against the best guys in the Cup Series. And yeah, they were able to squeak by and not make contact, and we didn't damage the car. So right back in the hunt with that lucky break.
Thanks, Christopher. That's Christopher Bell, who's running in that second position right now, guys.
All right, thank you very much, Heather. And I have to say, if there's a horseshoe today, it is certainly planted in the seat of Christopher Bell's car, because with that spin, leading the race, he spun in front of 36 other cars, Mark, and not a single one hit.
Chase Elliott and he were battling at the restart of the third and final stage of the race. As the leader, he took the outside, spun by himself midway between turns 3 and 4. If he wins this race, what a story that is going to be. We've had some spin and wins before, but I'm not sure we've had a spin and 35 cars miss the lead car and not wreck him, and then that car go on to win. So if Christopher Bell wins this race, I'm going to do my best to get around him down there, maybe in the media center, rub his head, and go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, we have a casino right off the back straightaway
too.
Here.
Get down there and pull big one time for Christopher Bell, man.
Yeah. So the Toyota Tundra Track drying team is out there right now. That is the first line of defense in drying off the track. They actually blow water off of the surface. Then the jet dryers follow them. They put heat and actually dry it. We also have an Elgin sweeper that is there to suck up some of the water that the track drying team is putting out there on the racetrack. And the sun is shining now here at Dover Motor Speedway, which is great. It's a concrete racing surface. It could dry fairly quick. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And here now with Chase Elliott, you guys were talking about that battle you had going on the restart there with Christopher Bell. So just kind of take us through what we just saw recently on track before the downpour.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, felt like we were in a really nice spot, you know, had control of the race, had a clean, you know, what was, you know, potentially the final run, right? We had enough gas to get to the end, not, you know, barring a caution. But, yeah, you know, rain came and things changed, and that's part of it. So, you know, I think we're in a position right here, right now, where, you know, we have to decide whether or not we want to pit. You know, there's not going to be a whole bunch of laps left. A lot of cars left on the lead lap. So, yeah, I don't know. We did run a pretty good while right there, so I do think there's going to be some advantage in tires. So we'll see. It's going to be a gamble either way, and, you know, hopefully we make the right guess and go from there.
If you had to make that decision right now, which way would you lean?
I don't have the information in front of me to make the decision, but we'll certainly go talk about it. And, I don't know how many cars are on the lead lap or what everybody's situation is. I know what our situation is, but that's not, you know, that's not always the entire picture, right? So we just need to make sure that we, you know, look at the whole thing and make an educated guess, make it an aggressive decision. And, you know, I'll go drive as hard as I can and hopefully try to get a win.
Thanks, Chase.
I've got to believe if some of those guys up front pit, at this point in the race, we've got 20 cars on the lead lap, right? Guys like Kyle Busch got to win. If they want to make the playoff,
yeah,
they've got to win. And there's a whole bunch of drivers in that group, McDowell, Gregson, Kozlowski, Zane Smith, Ryan Preece, Chris Busch. They're not going to pit. If the leaders go down pit road, they're going to take their shot. They're going to stay out. At least some of them are.
I'm a big fan of Travis Peterson, Michael McDowell's crew chief, because he is willing to go out on a limb and get a win any possible way they can. I have a feeling they might be among the ones staying out. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Denny Hamlin heading back to his bus for a little while while we wait out this drying. I tell you, you had a heck of a battle going on there, and you kind of similar to last year, where you're kind of using your mirrors, and you had your teammate back there kind of go through what was going through your mind a little bit.
Yeah, just want to get these last 15 laps going. I wish it didn't rain, that we would just finish it out, without the break. But you know, this track will dry super quick, and I'm gonna go back to the bus, change my suit. This thing's soaking wet. That way, when we go back racing, I feel like I got fresh tires. I'm starting the day with a fresh suit.
I know. I would assume that everybody's going to come in and pit at that point in time. Would you think?
We're going to find out.
And he says it with a smile.
Nobody's going to show their hand now. I mean, Jay Sellett, well, you know, we got to check all the teams on the, you know, how many cars on the lead. Nobody is going to show their hand right now.
Why would you? You know,
not tip off anybody. If you're one of the cars up front, if you are Hamlin, Bell, Elliott, Larson, Bowman, Byron, you're not letting anybody know what your plan is.
No, you are definitely not.
You're trying to hold those cards as tight as you can until you absolutely got to play them.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this fun, Mark, with everything that we see here and everything happening here at Dover Motor Speedway and just what these teams are going to do and what they're going to be willing to do and just how... How can you do it? I mean, that's the biggest question here. How can you do it? How can you make something happen in this race? Let's go back down to pit road and Heather DeBoe.
And here now with William Byron, who's sitting on the pit wall, just kind of watching everybody try to squeegee the pit road off and dry things off. So kind of a surprise there with the rain, even though you guys knew it was coming, not quite sure when. You did get hung out to dry a little bit when that one caution came out, and you guys were thinking you were ahead of Christopher Bell. So just kind of take us through that moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think ultimately we kind of got back to where we were running probably. So, yeah, it was kind of weird how quick the rain shower was, just a typical, you know, pop-up shower. So now it's clear, so we'll see what happens here for sure.
I saw Rudy Fugel, your crew chief, coming up to talk to you right before I interrupted to interview you, so I'm not sure that you guys have had time to talk about what your plan will be, but what are you thinking you guys might do when we go back green, pit or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting decision across the board. It just depends on, you know, kind of how long the caution is and how many laps you'll get. So it'll be interesting.
All right, a lot of unknowns here in Dover today, and William Byron currently in that sixth position.
Love Heather DeBoe and Brett. They keep asking the question. They don't get an answer, but I like the fact they keep pressing these lead cars. You're going to pit or not? And again, those guys are going to try to keep their cards close at hand. And you got to believe, again, as I've talked about, with 20 cars on the lead lap, not everybody is going to pit. Again, there's so many drivers out there that could use a win to punch their ticket into the playoff that are in that group from 11th on down. Ty Gibbs is 11th, Bubba Wallace, McDowell, Gregson, Kozlowski, Zane Smith, Ryan Preece, Chris Buescher. Cindric has already won a race. He's in the playoff. And then Kyle Busch. So basically, 9 out of the 10 drivers running 11th to 20th on the board right now desperately need a win to punch their ticket into the playoffs. So you got to believe they are the guys that need to hold on. To give you a little bit of a synopsis, if you will, of what we've had to this point, we've had 10 leaders, 13 lead changes, 6 cautions for 34 laps, and we've had only 2 cautions for cause. One when Christopher Bell, who's currently running second, spun from the lead on a restart as he was battling Chase Elliott as we got ready to restart stage number 3, spun. Somehow the entire field bearing down on him missed him and did not damage his race car. Came back, stayed out after a green flag pit stops by many of the leaders, hung out a little bit longer, got a yellow flag, And was able to then pit with those leaders and then get close to, again, going into contention to win this race. We had another caution for cause. That was Ross Chastain had a problem, and that was the last time that we had a caution for cause, which led to the rain, which led to now the red flag. Chase Elliott has led 238 laps. He's led this event twice for 238. Coming into the race, he had led 136 laps all season long. So he certainly doubled up. Christopher Bell has led three times for 67 laps. This juncture of the race was the only time Denny Hamlin, who basically ran top five for most of the second half of this race, has been able to lead it. He is currently frozen at 46 laps led. Then Chase Briscoe has led 13. Carson Hocevar has led 5. As far as the biggest movers since we started this race, Ryan Blaney has moved up 23 spots. Blaney currently running 8th. Noah Gregson up 22. Gregson is currently running in the 14th spot. Let's go down. Nope.
All right, let's direct some traffic here real quick. Just want to notify our affiliates that right now track drawing is happening, and it's happening fairly well here at Dover Motor Speedway. Here at the top of the hour, we're going to turn programming back to you and come back at 6:30 Eastern time, where we hope to be closer to resuming this race here in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. So we just want to make sure that stations down the line know we're going to send programming back to you here at the top of the hour and come back at 6:30. Let's now go down to Brett McMillan.
Here with Blake Harris, crew chief for Alex Bowman. You guys have had a solid car all day long. What is it going to take for these last 14 laps to get to the front?
Yeah, I think unfortunately the way that pit cycle played out and everything took ourselves out of that top two or three, which I'd really like to be right now, but you know, a little bit of mix of strategy with tires out front. I know all these guys are going to go hard at it there at the end. So I think, you know, we'll just have a clean restart and stay out of everybody else's mess and see how it shakes out.
As a crew chief, what do you weigh here, the pluses and minuses of possibly coming down and pitting here once we go back to racing?
Yeah, I think the laps are winding down quick, you know. I think track position is going to mean a lot, and there's going to be a cutoff. There's going to be somewhere where that first car peels off, and if everybody comes with them, it's going to make whoever that last guy that didn't pit in a vulnerable position. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think some of those guys that are, you'll see for sure in the back, you know, seven or eight on the lead lap right now for sure want to come get tires. I just don't know if that's right for us.
How long, what's the lap count do you think that's got, you still got the good on the tires?
Yeah, I mean, I think they progressively get worse. Obviously, Denny had eight or nine there, and he was able to hang on with the cycle pretty well. You know, I think the guys with tires wanted that to go the full stint without the rain. I think that's where you started to see the dividends pay off at the end. But as it is now, everything will cool off. Everybody's stuff will be driving a little bit better, a little bit greener racetrack. So I don't know that it's so much of a lap count now as it is where you're going to land on track position with tires.
Good luck rest of the week. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Blake Harris, the crew chief for Alex Bowman.
Thank you very much, Brett McMillan. We appreciate that. And Alex Bowman's had a really strong car here all day long, running in fifth right now. Again, this is a team that could use a win. Depending on who goes to victory lane in the next 5 weeks after this week, it may be a team that needs a win.
Absolutely. And with our in-season tournament, things had been basically decided. I mean, we had gotten to this point in the race. Reddick was not only two spots ahead of Ty Gibbs, ninth. Gibbs was running 11th. There was a lot of space between them, a lot to make up. Gibbs probably wasn't going to do that. On the other side of the bracket, John Hunter Nemechek, one spot ahead of Ty Dillon, but about 4 seconds ahead of Dillon at that point. So this thing gets brand new as well as we go back to green.
If Dillon restarts on the back bumper of John Hunter Nemechek, I think he's already well established what he's willing to do, which is what's made this.
I bet you some of those guys go for tires.
I would imagine that you might want to do something like this. Actually, we're watching the track get fairly dry fairly quick here at Dover Motor Speedway. And but you see a lot of weepers coming down from the safer barrier. So, again, we still have water in turn three in the racetrack. You can see where it's still wet. But with this concrete, it's not like this was a soaking rain, Mark. It was just a short, hard driving rain at this point that has put us under pause here.
It's really amazing how quickly this track is drying. You can see it gray in. But what's also interesting is that all that rubber that was laid down, that we could see those little railroad tracks of rubber that have been worn in all afternoon long, they have basically gone away as the track drying teams have gone across those strips in turn three and four at least.
Yeah, you're right. So the parts of the racetrack where the sun is shining seem to be drying fairly well on their own. There are a couple other spots, so we're still going to turn it back to stations here in just a couple of minutes. Come back at 6:30 with the resumption of this race. What we hope is, as long as we don't get any other weather, and ideally the radar is showing that for us, Mark.
I think we're going to be good to go. As soon as we get this track dried, I mean, the sun is beaming down on this racetrack again. And I am 100% confident that we'll be able to get the full distance in this afternoon. And, folks, when they drop the green flag, it is going to get wild because it is all take, no give, no mercy. And we don't have much time to decide this race.
Yeah, it is going to get wild for sure. So you have the Toyota Tundra track drying team out there right now. You have a couple of jets out there on the racetrack trying to get things dry. Some parts of the track, things are looking pretty good. Again, there are some places where water comes down from behind the safer barrier. Shaded parts of the track, those are going to need some work before we can get everything going back here again. The good thing is we've had some weather here, but we haven't had any lightning here as well. Those are things that automatically put us at a 30-minute delay, so we haven't had to worry about that.
Absolutely, and we've had no lightning at all this weekend in these rain showers that we've had, so that's been on the plus side. And, again, love to see that sun. That's the best track. I know we got great Toyota Tundra track drying teams out there, but the best track drying is the most natural kind. That's where that big orange ball beaming down on the racetrack.
Yeah, large crowd here today at Dover as well. Looks like most of them are staying here and hanging out in the grandstands and just kind of watching. They're getting to see their drivers closer to them because they're just kind of hanging out at their cars. Brett was talking about Denny Hamlin heading back to his bus to sort of rest up. Our race leader
get a dry suit.
And get a dry suit. Very, very good. But Hamlin's our race leader. He might be able to do it again. We're going to find out. And it definitely looks like we're going to find out as track drying continues. So we're going to come back at the bottom of the hour at 6:30 Eastern time with what we hope will be the resumption of the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin leads Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman, your current top five. We'll be back to Dover 30 minutes from now here on PRN.